open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, and I failed to mention in the first hour, but as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Lots going on today. Obviously, yesterday's big news was the scintillating Senate Intelligence Committee hearing featuring the testimony of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I actually thought it was great. I intend to get back to that. This morning's events have kind of overshadowed that coverage. And today's big incident, of course, this morning's shooting at the Capitol baseball game practice, the GOP practice, where House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and Zach Barth, the congressional aide to Roger Williams and Tyson Foods Director of Government Relations, Matt Mika, were also injured in the incidents. My understanding, a couple of Capitol Police might be injured as well. The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson, James T. Hodgkinson of Illinois. I mentioned in the final segment of the first hour that many news outlets are even publishing a copy of his driver's license, his Illinois driver's license, which is interesting. Not sure why they would do that. But just a couple of quick observations on this, and then I'll circle back around to where I was going with all of this in the first hour. I think it's interesting that a man from Illinois would make his way to D.C. to do something like this. It's been reported that allegedly, it was Hodgkinson who, prior to the shooting incident, walked over to the practice area, to the baseball field, and asked if the participants were Democrats or Republicans, which is odd. And not long after that, the shooting incident occurred. So a number of the congressmen who were interviewed seemed to believe that the individual asking whether it was Democrats or Republicans was the alleged shooter, James T. Hodgkinson. So that's interesting. And the question was asked by one of the folks in Fox's coverage this morning. So is this a widely publicized practice? It's a practice. It's baseball practice first thing in the morning. How does a guy from Illinois know about this baseball practice first thing in the morning? Doesn't seem to know very well because he's asking, maybe just to confirm, but shows up at a baseball practice first thing in the morning and from Illinois and rains a hail of gunfire on the field eventually. Folks like Rand Paul said that at least 50 or 60 shots were fired, he believes, and others corroborated Rand Paul's estimate of shots fired. The incident lasted about 10 minutes, most of the congressmen are saying. So how does a guy from Illinois wind up in D.C. first thing in the morning at a baseball practice of congressmen, and then So you would think that's premeditated. If that's the case, and maybe it is, fine. But if he does, he shows up and fires 50 or 60 rounds. Apparently, Rand Paul believed it was an AR style weapon, AR-15, something like that. And for folks that don't know, I mentioned in the first hour, but because I want to touch on the gun control issue, speaking of Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, AR stands for Armalite Rifle, not Assault Rifle, as most folks are erroneously led to believe, which is a brand. Armalite Rifle is kind of like the way people refer to facial tissue as Kleenex or soft drinks as Coke. That's what Armalite Rifle or AR represents. It's a brand. So Rand Paul thought it was probably an AR-15 style weapon, and that's a very small, very hot round. It's not surprising to think that someone could have dozens of magazines on their person of 223 ammo. And for anyone that's ever fired an AR style weapon and 223 ammo, you know that it's an extremely hot round, and it's very easy to squeeze off several rounds in quick succession, even without the aid of a semi-automatic mechanism. It doesn't take long to do that. So it's easy to do that very accurately and precisely, actually. And so it's surprising to me that a guy that would presumably make the trip from Illinois to D.C. first thing in the morning would not be prepared to be more accurate than apparently he was, hitting two or three folks. It's my understanding that maybe just two people who were injured, and the third was injured, in my understanding, sliding into the dugout to escape gunfire. So whatever the case, it's surprising more folks weren't hit. I can't imagine anyone having any practice with an AR-15 style rifle and showing up in this kind of fashion, premeditated, and not being more accurate than that. That's always interesting, you know, which reminds me of Kyle Odom's story in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, shooting the pastor. We talked about that, you know, and how Kyle Odom, and I never dug into that story as much as I wanted to find out if there was a tie to the Odom family, the beverage dynasty Odom family, to see if Kyle Odom had a tie there, because he shot the pastor essentially at point blank range, and only hit, he fired at the pastor, I should say, at point blank range, and it's a bizarre story all in itself. Fired several rounds at point blank range at Pastor Tim Remington, of the Altar Church, I believe, in Coeur d'Alene. And I think he only hit him a couple of times, fired somewhere around six or eight rounds at point blank range. Same kind of thing. It's always interesting. So, you know, and if you just do a search for Kyle Odom, maybe even Tim Remington, Kyle Odom shooting, you'll see what I'm talking about. But it's very strange, you know. He talked about in his manifesto what the Washington Post referred to as his well, I don't want to get too far off on that, but the Washington Post story headline was, Idaho shooting suspect's hypersexual Martian manifesto is a window into an unraveling mind. which calls to mind CIA and broader intelligence community mind control efforts. I talked about the manifesto during that story, but usually what happens in my speculation, and this is purely my conjecture, with these stories or these incidents is when folks are mind controlled, they're not accurate when they're shooting. It's almost like they go, their mind goes blank, they can't see, they're just a robot. And so this morning's DC incident kind of appears suspiciously similar to those kinds of incidents, as far as I'm concerned. You see examples of that all over. What's his name? Santiago, Esteban Santiago, the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter. Same kind of thing. He says before he goes, walks into the FBI station office up in Alaska and says, the CIA is messing with my mind. They want me to fight for ISIS, making me watch videos. They confiscate a fire. The FBI confiscates a firearm in his car, and his infant child is in the car too. Send him for a psych eval, voluntary, they say. And then, like a month later, he gets the pistol back. And a month after that, he's on a flight down to Fort Lauderdale from Alaska, because that makes sense. Working for a security contractor with ties to the CIA. Says the CIA is trying to mess with him. Gets routed through Minneapolis down to Fort Lauderdale and gets off the plane and goes into the restroom, loads up and starts firing, but doesn't hit many people, which is interesting. Anyway, it seems like one of these kinds of incidents without getting too far off track, but that's the main issue of the day, obviously. So I mentioned in the first hour that the main issue, of course, the shooting, what's being referred to as a mass shooting at in Virginia, at the Capitol baseball practice. The congressional baseball game practice is what it is, actually, scheduled for June 15th at Nationals Park. And the game has been a tradition since 1909. It pits the Senate and House members of each party who support the uniform of their home state. It's a charitable event. But again, this morning was a practice for the game scheduled for tomorrow. And everybody's kind of saying, hopefully the game will go on. But just to get back to where I was, at the opening of today's broadcast, I mentioned that we should probably be an armed society, even though we seem to be spiraling into a vicious and brutal society. If we were armed, as the Second Amendment tells us, a well-regulated militia, and this is just it's a generally agreed upon presumption. We all know, it might as well say, that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Inherent in that succinct, self-explanatory declaration is who constitutes the militia. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But again, that's a discussion for a different day, perhaps. But a well-regulated militia, since it is largely defunct in America, not really, but who can point to the well-regulated militia these days? Few, if they're even remotely familiar with the concept. Therefore, since the right of the people to keep and bear arms is predicated on the well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, maybe we should reinstitute that kind of vigilance So it's all kind of a succession, logically, a logical succession. And so the point is, hopefully we can lift ourselves out of the bowels of this descent, this decline into moral corruption, viciousness, and barbarism. And I've mentioned how that looks in a variety of ways, not the least of which is Matthew Cole's article about the crimes of SEAL Team 6, his pointing out the practice of canoeing and how that's a bragged about practice among the elite of the elite, which tells us kind of where we are. That's a milestone of the decline of American morality. But getting back to the point of the first hour, I said in They Live meets Bertrand Russell's 1952 Impact of Science on Society propaganda tome fashion, let me break down Governor Terry McAuliffe's remarks on today's what's being billed as a mass shooting, his remarks, which are emblematic of all of these old school bad guy goofballs remarks. And just a quick reminder, I mentioned this in the first hour, but Terry McAuliffe, you'll recall, was the host, essentially, of this year's Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, earlier this month, June 1st to the 4th. And Governor Terry McAuliffe is not squeaky clean. So you ask, how do these criminals, essentially, get off scot-free? Well, they're part of the cabal. And I mentioned yesterday Kissinger's remarks, speaking of old school bad guys. And WikiLeaks even published this from declassified documents. Kissinger said back in 1975, before the Freedom of Information Act, I used to say, this is Henry Kissinger quoting, he said, I used to say at meetings, and he had been bragging about this for years. He said, I used to say the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. That was followed by laughter. But since, he said, since the Freedom of Information Act, I'm afraid to say things like that. Obviously, that was a joke. He was being cheeky because he wasn't afraid. And he said it again. So that was back in 1975, Kissinger quipping to Turkey's foreign minister as the two men discussed ways to bypass a congressional ban on arms sales to Ankara. And as I said yesterday, that was incidentally in response to U.S. Ambassador to Turkey William Maycomber's remark that this is illegal. But that doesn't slow old school bad guys down. Criminals like Terry McAuliffe, who, as I mentioned in the first hour, Chuck Grassley pointed out in his one of two unanswered letters to FBI Director back in FBI Director Comey back in March of this year. The second letter, March 28, 2017, Grassley's letter to Comey on this issue, two unanswered letters in 1 month on this issue, kind of a big deal. The recusal or lack thereof of then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe in the Hillary Clinton email scandal investigation. So as I mentioned earlier, from Grassley's letter, he wrote to Comey and said, Mr. McCabe is under investigation by the DOJ IG. And it's interesting that, well, this is the way the letter puts it. That investigation is examining whether the political and financial connections between McCabe's wife's Democratic political campaign and Clinton associates warranted McCabe's recusal in the FBI's Clinton email investigation. On March 7, 2015, just 5 days after the New York Times broke the story about Secretary Clinton's use of private email for official business, Andrew McCabe met with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, longtime close associate of the Clintons, along with McCabe's wife, Dr. Jill McCabe. Terry McAuliffe, Virginia Governor, Bilderberg participant and host this year, recruited Dr. Jill McCabe, who had not previously run for any political office. Imagine that, to be the Democratic candidate for a Virginia State Senate seat. Dr. McCabe agreed. And Governor McAuliffe's Political Action Committee subsequently gave nearly $500,000 to her campaign she'd never run before. If you're familiar with state Senate seats, That's about 10 times what people usually raise or spend, by the way. McCall's Political Action Committee subsequently gave nearly $500,000 to her campaign while the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton was ongoing. The Virginia Democratic Party, over which McAuliffe exerts considerable control, also donated over $200,000 to Dr. Jill McCabe's campaign.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that's smooth.
Welcome back. So let me finish this thought. And the point here is it's ancillary to today's shooting at the practice for tomorrow's congressional baseball game, a charitable event that has been held for over 100 years now. But Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's remarks today, as I said, I'm going to give you a breakdown of those talking points. But just to conclude, who is Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe? A quick abridged version on that. Who better to listen to than Senator Chuck Grassley? And again, from his letter to FBI Director Comey, the one of two unanswered letters on this subject in the same month of March 2017. Funny that, eh? Grassley wrote that basically of the impropriety of Terry McAuliffe, Virginia Governor Bilderberg participant and host this year. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe recruited Andrew McCabe, then deputy director, now acting director, FBI. His wife, Dr. Jill McCabe, who had never run for any political office previously, to run as a Democratic candidate for Virginia State Senate seat. That was a failed bid, by the way. But she agreed, and McAuliffe arranged at least $500 or more than many speculate, more than $700,000 in campaign contributions, which is astronomically higher than anyone raises or spends for a state Senate seat bid, which isn't suspicious at all, is it? But McAuliffe has close Clinton ties for many years, and so to conclude from Grassley's letter, while Mr. McCabe, Andrew McCabe, again acting director of the FBI, recused himself from public corruption cases in Virginia, presumably including the reportedly ongoing investigation of Mr. McAuliffe, that's Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, Bilderberg participant and host this year to the meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, June 1st to the 4th this year. So the ongoing investigation of Mr. McAuliffe regarding illegal campaign contributions, McCabe failed to recuse himself from the Clinton email investigation despite the appearance of a conflict created by his wife's campaign accepting $700,000 from a close Clinton associate during the investigation. So this guy, Andrew McCabe, who's under investigation, as Grassley's letter points out, by currently under investigation by the Department of Justice Inspector General, Office of Inspector General, the DOJ OIG, Andrew McCabe is under investigation for his lack of recusal in the Clinton matter. Terry McAuliffe, who arranged the $700,000 campaign contributions to Dr. Jill McAuliffe's failed bid for a Virginia State Senate seat. This is the same McAuliffe who's under investigation over illegal campaign contributions. Imagine that. So you wonder about these criminals. Anyway, that's a little bit on who McAuliffe is and who McCabe is for that matter. But back to Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's remarks. These guys don't waste any time. I mentioned in the first hour that he's already been out on the talking points. Virginia Governor Bilderberg participant and host Terry McAuliffe under investigation for illegal campaign contributions. Terry McAuliffe. It's already been talking about too many guns on the streets. So let's talk about that in the talking points. As far as this gun control crowd is concerned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
So I mentioned that Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe didn't waste any time, and the reporter that asked the question threw him a softball. You know, so for old school bad guys like Terry McAuliffe, this was an easy one. But here's what he said. Go ahead, please.
General, do you think anything more needs to do to protect politicians?
Well, let me say this. I think we need to do more to protect all of our citizens. I have long advocated, this is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background checks, shutting down gun show loopholes. Yeah, that's not for today's discussion, but it's not just about politicians. We worry about this every day for all of our citizens.
Why, if it's not the day for it, why are you bringing it up? People are going to criticize that you're bringing up gun control at this time.
So, well, I'm talking about this. day. This
that's a soundbite that hopefully will haunt Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and live on in infamy. It's almost like a Bush 2-ism. It's almost like a W-ism. Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. Really? So we're all dead. This week, America is all dead. We're all dead from gun violence. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, according to Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. And again, Bilderberg participant, this year's host in Chantilly, Virginia, of the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, June 1st through the 4th, earlier this month. And as I pointed out, this is the same Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's under investigation currently for illegal campaign contributions, and is also under facing scrutiny for his role in, speaking of illegal campaign contributions, his role in funneling campaign contributions to Dr. Jill McCabe's failed state Senate seat bid. And she, of course, is the wife of now acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. So, you know, and this all, of course, stems back to Hillary, more Gates than a South Texas cattle ranch Clinton. But again, I digress. So that was Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says too many guns on the streets. We need to close gun show loopholes. You mean like Fast and Furious loopholes where we're funneling firearms to criminals and then we're sequestering the evidence so that people can't know just exactly how extensive the program was and how many guns we've funneled out into the hands of criminals? But the laughable part of the soundbite, of course, Terry McAuliffe, you heard, he said we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, which is obviously a misstep. But let me break down the talking points. As I said, in They Live meets Bertrand Russell's 1952 Impact of Science on Society propaganda tome fashion. These McAuliffe's remark on gun control, he said this is not what it's about. Of course, he's politicizing the issue. That's what these people do in every one of these incidents, which is why we played Rahm Emanuel's opportunity of crisis remark earlier from 10 years ago. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Here's an opportunity. What do you mean? Well, like Rahm says, what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you thought you could not do before, or you think you could not do before. He says, not thought. Anyway, they never miss a beat on this kind of stuff. Always. McAuliffe even admitted it's not about this, but it's going to be about this. So the talking points are typically along these lines. Again, McAuliffe's gun control nonsense is emblematic. You look at the headlines right now. They even reflect this point. Top stories. If you search Terry McAuliffe VA shooting, as I have, you see the stories from Real Clear Politics, Washington Examiner, and The Hill, and the headlines read respectively. McAuliffe calls for gun control after Republican shooting, colon, and then this quote, we lose 93 million people a day. The Washington Examiner headline, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe presses for gun control at scene of congressional baseball practice shooting. And last but not least, The Hill, Virginia Governor, there are too many guns on the streets. It was actually street, it's singular, not plural. You heard him say it. But I think Liz Wheeler over at One American News put it best. Remember, we played a clip of her yesterday. She's the firebrand over there that, as I put it, is channeling a little bit of Tommy Lahren, and that not in a good way, but that's kind of a pejorative. But she put it best when she said, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe talking about gun control. Too many guns, he says, and she said, she tweets in all caps, a gun stopped the shooter. And then finally she remarks, my God, it's true, which gets back to my point at the outset of today's broadcast in the first hour. More guns is actually not a bad thing. And people that apply any critical thought, quickly come to the realization that, well, as Robert Heinlein put it, in Beyond This Horizon, an armed society is a polite society. And so we are we're not likely to be as rude as we are. As Heinlein put it, just to reiterate, in the first place, an armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. For me, he wrote, politeness is a sine qua non of civilization, an absolute essential. That's a personal evaluation only, but gunfighting has a strong biological use. We do not have enough things to kill off the weak and stupid these days. And this was published back in 1948, by the way. But to stay alive as an armed citizen, a man has to be either quick with his wits and with his hands, preferably both. It is a good thing. I agree. And today, the same thing applies, especially when we consider these lone wolf, more often than not, known wolf scenarios. Oh, he was a known wolf. We don't have to investigate because the intelligence community already knows all about him, except, you know, he was on our radar, but not high enough that we knew he was a threat. And so somehow he just kind of always slipped, you know, these guys slipped through the cracks. We knew about him. We didn't interview him. Could you actually be recruiting him in the fashion that Trevor Aronson talks about in his TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists? But I digress. So it's Operation Gladio. Actually, Gladio B these days, because it's not communism in Gladio fashion. It's radical Islam in Gladio B fashion, as Sibel Edmonds has pointed out. And the strategy of tension. It's all about the strategy of tension, whether it's a real event, whether people like 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson of Illinois genuinely traveled from Illinois to Virginia to the early morning baseball practice, and who knows about this practice, to shoot up a bunch of congressmen, whether that was legitimately his idea or if he was a Manchurian candidate of the intelligence community in Gladio B. or Gladio strategy of tension fashion. It doesn't matter the result. I mean, what I'm saying is not that it doesn't matter in Hillary Clinton context, but it doesn't matter in the sense that it's always used surreptitiously by folks like Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to advance the strategy of tension narrative. They don't discriminate in that sense, is what I'm saying. Of course it matters, but they're not discriminatory in the sense that they'll seize on any opportunity in ROM, opportunity of crisis, Emmanuel fashion to advance these kinds of specious narratives. So the Operation Gladio strategy of tension, what is that strategy? As Vincenzo Vinciguerra summarized during his trial, you had to attack civilians, people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. Of course, in this case, slightly different, but typically in the attacks, this is what we see: soft, squishy targets attack where no one is armed and you kill mostly women and mostly children. The London attacks prove that. Ariana Grande concert, for example. So you attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from political game. This obviously is not removed, which is why I say whether authentic or not, this strategy is always in view with these guys like Terry McAuliffe. The reason was quite simple, Vinciguerra put it. He said they were supposed to force these people, the Italian public in this case, but the public in general, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. That is textbook Stockholm syndrome, by the way. When the state is orchestrating events like Operation Northwoods, terrorizing its own people to galvanize, in that case, support for the invasion of Cuba, It's Stockholm Syndrome, and it's typically not for those kinds of agendas. And by the way, that was the highest levels of military brass, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore, though. And speaking of that, there should be tremendous concerns about McMaster, but that's a discussion for another day in the Trump administration. But this strategy of tension, it leads to that. Guys like Governor McAuliffe say the talking points are this, as I was going to say. They boil down to this. Too many guns on the streets. Translation, guns are bad. Get guns out of the hands of the bad hombres. Translation, you're a criminal, a bad hombre, if you have guns. And this is the message to the general public. Of course, we want militarized law enforcement to protect us because, you know, law enforcement is a good thing, only it's not. It becomes predatory, as we see. And militarized law enforcement brings that military stop the threat at all costs, typically by blood mindset, into law enforcement. None of that should happen. Peace officers are a good thing. Law enforcement creeps toward militarism, as we see. Read anything Riley Balco writes on that, among others. So the message is get guns out of the hands of bad hombres. And the translation is you're a criminal, a bad hombre, if you have guns, unless you're a militarized law enforcement person. But that's not the general public. And then, of course, pass more legislation. Translation, cling to your kidnapper if you want to live. And you're a fool if you don't think this is a smart idea. Those are the talking points. And it always circulates back around to that. And now we have Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, Bilderberg participant and host of the 2017 Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, saying, well, you know, it's not about this, but it's about this. And he said it, too many guns on the streets. We need to close gun show loopholes. You mean like the Obama era loopholes that Fast and Furious? Are you talking about Fast and Furious? Terry McAuliffe? Same Terry McAuliffe that has criminal culpability under investigation for his illegal campaign contributions, including those potentially to acting director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe's wife, Dr. Jill McCabe? He's talking about these talking points. He says we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. So we're all dead in America, apparently, this week. But I digress. So these are always the talking points these guys come out with. Same thing. Close gun show loopholes. We need to thank Obama and applaud his efforts on Fast and Furious, the gun walking scandal. And why doesn't Donald Trump invoke executive privilege, since that's been a controversial subject? I haven't even talked about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday. Executive privilege was a huge point of controversy because Sessions kept saying, I reserve, essentially it boiled down to, I reserve the right of the president to invoke executive privilege. And as several senators observed, the White House, Trump has not invoked executive privilege in the testimony of Jeff Sessions. So they were asking, on what legal basis are you making this claim? Because President Trump didn't invoke executive privilege, and Sessions was saying, yes, but I am reserving his right to do so in his testimony. And a lot of people thought that was a huge point of controversy, and many speculated that was his way of skirting some questions. I would challenge that notion. I think it was an homage to Sessions' loyalty to the president, so to speak. But that's a side observation. Anyway, if Donald Trump's going to invoke executive privilege, how about we shed some light on Obama's Fast and Furious scandal? Let's lift the veil, and the sequestering of the documentation of the Fast and Furious scandal. Let's really get to the bottom of the gun show loopholes, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, and the Obama administration scandal of Fast and Furious. So anyway, hopefully those talking points make sense. Because that's what it comes down to every time on this. Ridiculous. And they, you know, always the same thing. Stick around, we'll be right back. Final segment coming up right after this short break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Suspend coverage on this broadcast of yesterday's Senate Intelligence Committee hearings featuring the testimony of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. we'll hold that over until tomorrow, or for tomorrow, I should say. In lieu of the coverage of today's incident earlier this morning, the Alexandria, Virginia shooting at the GOP baseball game practice, a congressional baseball game practice, for tomorrow's game. And the suspect again is James T. Hodgkinson, 66 years old, from Belleville, Illinois. And I talked about that a lot, talked about McAuliffe's remarks, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. I think it's interesting. I mentioned a couple of three stories, actually, The Hill, Washington Examiner, and Real Clear Politics, talking about Virginia Governor's remarks and that ridiculous soundbite. Apparently someone at CBS Evening News has a sense of humor. I'll give you this to kind of close today's broadcast. The Hill article by Jonathan Easley, headlined Virginia Governor, There Are Too Many Guns on the Streets. Jonathan Easley opens his article with a quote from the CBS Evening News tweet, quotes it, links to a picture of it. You ask why. It's interesting. I think maybe Jonathan Easley has a sense of humor, like someone at CBS Evening News, certainly someone managing their social, their Twitter account. The quote is this: there are too many guns on the – it says there are too many guns, OB. That's a quote, OB. Supposed to be on the street. There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, end quote, Governor Terry McAuliffe. That was from the CBS Evening News Twitter account. That was very kind of fun. And so you try to click on the link. Guess what? Twitter says that page doesn't exist. Darn. So it was already pulled. I hope that person still has their job, because that's pretty funny stuff. It's a tragedy. It's not funny, but for Governor Terry McAuliffe, like all of these old school bad guys, to come out and use today's tragic event as a political prop is despicable, I think, to advance a political narrative, to use it in ROM crisis or opportunity of crisis Emmanuel fashion, not wanting a serious crisis to go to waste, but here's an opportunity to do things that we think we couldn't do before. Very, very despicable. I mean, it's just gross and despicable. So I gave you the breakdown on the remarks in the last segment, and I think that's kind of what it boils down to, those talking points. Watch as they continue to advance that narrative, these old school bad guys. I hope today was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Heed exhortations of Mike Rivero in those announcements during the break. Help support Republic Broadcasting. It is a listener-supported network. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.